Good morning.
Today's reading is from Hebrews 12, verses 1 through 2. Please turn to Hebrews 12, 1 through 2 in your Bible, or turn to page 975 in the Bibles provided. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sins that so easily entangles. Let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing your eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. You may be seated. Children may go to children's church.
Good morning. So I'd like to introduce to you Levi. And how do you pronounce your last name again? I can never get it right. He is originally from Zimbabwe. He currently works for No Labels. He's done a lot of youth ministry and preached at his youth ministry and at his church, Ambassador Bible Church in Washington, D.C. And he will be filling the pulpit this morning, and please give him a wonderful welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Good morning, church. Let me just pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for this time you have given us to get into your word. Please speak to us in Jesus' name. Amen. Church, the Christian life is not a playground. It is not a vacation. It is not a hobby we pick up when convenient. The Christian life is a race. And not just any race, it is a long distance race. A race filled with hills, a race filled with obstacles, with moments where you feel strong and moments where you feel exhausted. Oftentimes people think salvation is the finish line, but actually salvation is the starting line. The moment you gave your life to Christ is when the race began. You see, the enemy does not panic when people attend church occasionally. He becomes threatened when believers decide, I'm going all the way with Jesus. Because many people start the race, but not everybody gets to the finish line. Some people start with excitement, but quit when hardships come. Some start passionately, but get distracted by the things of this world. Some begin faithfully, but become weary and tired in the middle of the journey. But God is looking for people who will reach the finish line. You see, God does not reward people merely for beginning. He is going to reward those who will endure to the end. The Bible says in Matthew 24, verse 13, but the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. God is searching for believers who will stay faithfully even when the race becomes painful. And every believer is a race God has assigned to them. Your race is unique. Your assignment is unique. The burden God gave you is unique from the next person. But the danger is that many believers will become distracted as we compare ourselves to others. We compare our social status, our finances, our spiritual gifts, our marriages, our influence, especially these days, TikTok and Facebook, how many followers do you have? But comparison is dangerous because comparison kills focus. And distracted runners eventually lose momentum. You see, God never called David to be Moses. He never called Peter to be John or Elijah to be Elisha. They were all different. Some of us, we get frustrated because we're trying to run somebody else's race. We're trying to wear somebody else's shoes. But then the problem is becomes the shoes becomes either too tight or too big. And when that happens, you can't run properly because it's the wrong size. You cannot successfully run a race God never assigned to you. When you know your calling, you stop trying to keep up with every new thing everybody else is doing. You stop measuring life against the neighbors down the road. You stop envying what somebody else has, and you become grateful for what God has given you. You see, a runner who keeps looking sideways will eventually stumble and fall. And many believers will stumble because we spend more time watching other people instead of looking at Jesus. Now, the first thing I want to impress on your hearts, as the word says, is lay aside every weight. Hebrews said, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. If you notice here, the Bible mentioned hindrances and sin, which made me think that not everything is slowing you down is necessarily sinful. Some things are simply just heavy. A professional runner removes unnecessary weight because even small amounts of extra weight become heavy over long distance. You see, runners watch what they eat, how they sleep, what they carry, what drains their energy. Why? Because serious runners understand that small things become big things over long distances. And spiritually, many of us were carrying things that are destroying our endurance. Some of us were carrying bitterness from years ago. We're carrying offense or jealous, fear or shame and compromise. But the Bible in Ephesians 4 verse 31 says, get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger. You are trying to move forward while you're dragging chains behind you. You cannot freely run while tied to bondage. You are emotionally exhausted, not because God abandoned you, but because you're carrying burdens God never asked you to carry. Which is why David in Psalms 55 said, cast your cares on the Lord and he will sustain you. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. God never said carry the burden yourself. He said cast it to him. But unfortunately, you keep picking it up what you surrender. You come on Sunday morning and you surrender your anxiety, but Monday afternoon you pick it back up. You surrender fear in prayer, then carry it the next day. Do not be like Lot's wife, who was physically leaving Sodom, but emotionally she was still attached to it. Her body was moving forward, but her heart was dragging behind. You cannot run forward while your heart and mind are pegged with souvenirs from Sodom. God is saying, lay it down completely. Lay down the regret. Lay down the resentment. Lay down that guilt from years ago. Lay down the disappointment of what life did not become. Lay down the worry about your children or grandchildren. Lay it down on the feet of Jesus. In Matthew 6, verse 21, Jesus said, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be. Whatever captures your heart, eventually it will control your direction. We cannot hear God clearly because our lives are full of noise and entertainment, stress, constant distraction. You cannot hear God when your soul is overcrowded. And as we saw in the scripture, it said, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great witness, a cloud of witness, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. Sin is dangerous because sin will trip runners. You see, the enemy does not need to destroy your entire life in one day. Sometimes he only needs to trip you little by little. One compromise at a time, one destruction at a time, one secret sin at a time. This is why believers must stay spiritually alert. So if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you do not fall. That's what Paul said. Never become spiritually careless. You see, the Christian race requires discipline. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 9, verse 27, no, I strike a blow to my body and make it my slave. I think Paul understood something which modern Christianity often forgets, which is that discipline matters. Prayer matters. Bible reading matters. The small things. Pastor Doug has been talking to us the last, since I've come to this church, one of the things I heard him say is, my goal is to make you read your Bible. It sounds so simple, but oftentimes we do not do it. He has even offered to come to our houses to install the Bible recap on our phones and devices. I think the church is in great need for communal prayer. The church of God is in great need of communal Bible study. But the church is in great need of personal and private prayer. We are in great need of personal and private Bible study. As I'm speaking to you, I'm speaking to myself. You know, before we had children, I would wake up every morning and pray and read the Bible. But two kids came, it became a reason, I'm tired because I have kids, I'm tired because I have babies to feed. But no, God is saying to me, you need to stand up and read the Bible and pray privately, frequently. You cannot run a strong spiritual race while you're neglecting the basic spiritual disciplines. It does not matter you're the youngest person in this church or the, the person who is nearing 100 years, the centurion of the church. You have two kids, you have five kids, you are a stay-at-home mom, you are working 80 hours a week. God wants you to get time for Him, where you read the Bible and you pray. The second thing I want to impress on your hearts is run with endurance. You see, the Bible said, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. The Christian race is not about who starts fastest. It is about who continues faithfully. Anybody can praise God during seasons, easy seasons. Anybody can praise and worship during those breakthrough moments when you get the job you've been praying for, when you get that baby you've been praying for years. It's easy to lift up your hands and say, hallelujah, praise God. But true faith comes when prayers seem unanswered, when the doors close, when tears become frequent. A few weeks ago, Pastor Doug was talking about the locust, the chewing locust, the swarming locust from Joel chapter 1. When the locust comes and takes everything, but you keep running. Anybody can run one lap. Most people can run one lap. But you see, endurance will be revealed over time. What makes this Christian race difficult is nobody knows when it is going to end. I could be talking to you now, and I get in the car, and I'm gone, hit by another car. My race is done. Or I could grow to become the oldest living person on this earth. But in whatever circumstance, whether we die first or Jesus comes down, God wants us to be enduring till the end. Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life. The enemy does not always try to destroy believers immediately. Sometimes he simply tries to wear you down. Discouragement from other believers, offense or disappointment. Oftentimes people start strong spiritually, but slowly drift away. Not because they stopped loving God overnight, but just because they became tired. The race is not just about starting, it is about continuing. Genesis chapter 19 tells us, Lot's wife started escaping. She took the first steps, she obeyed at first, but she did not finish. In verse 26 of that chapter, but Lot's wife looked back and she became a pillar of salt. You see, the tragedy in Lot's wife is not that she never started. The tragedy is that she started, but she did not keep going. She had enough obedience to leave Sodom, but not enough surrender to stop looking back. Do not look back to your old life. Do not look back to your old mistakes, regrets, or failures. Do not look back to your old sin. Today, look forward, keep moving, and do not look back. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Notice there is a harvest. That's the promise. But the harvest only belongs to those who do not quit. We stop praying before the breakthrough comes. We stop believing before the answer comes. We stop standing before that miracle manifests itself. But God says, keep running. As you know from Isaiah 40 verse 31, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. You may feel weak emotionally, spiritually, or mentally, but you see, God specializes in strengthening those who are tired. Paul and Silas, they kept worshiping in prison. Job kept trusting in the suffering. Noah, being mocked by his people, he kept building. Joseph kept believing despite the betrayal. Imagine that. Your siblings, they lock you up in a semi-truck and ship you to Canada. They don't want to see you again. But he still believes. Forget what is behind, strain toward what is ahead, press on toward the goal. You cannot run forward while staring back. Runners cannot move forward effectively while you're constantly looking behind them. The enemy wants you down, but God wants you to keep moving forward into the future. The last thing I want to impress on your heart is keep your eyes on Jesus. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus. I don't think there is a secret to this Christian race, but if you want that secret, that kombucha, if there could be anything, it is fix your eyes on Jesus. If you focus too much on people, people will fail. I want you guys to look at me and say, we want to be like Levi. I want you guys to look at Pastor Doug. Paul said in the Bible, follow me as I follow Christ. But we are all humans. As Pastor Doug was saying, I've taught Sunday school for a long time, and I know there are kids out there who are looking to me saying, this guy taught us the Bible. If he stops, what happens to us? But I am human. I fail, I change, I disappoint. There is only one person who does not. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. One of the great presidents of our country, John F. Kennedy Jr., pushing us to go to the moon before the end of the 1960s, unfortunately, in July 1999, He took off in a small airplane flying towards Martha's Vineyard. The conditions were bad that night, darkness and haze, and unfortunately, he crashed into the Atlantic Ocean. After investigations were done and everything, they concluded that he likely suffered from what pilots call spatial disorientation, whereby in darkness, a pilot's senses can begin lying to them. Like, they can feel level when the plane is actually descending, or they can feel stable when the plane is actually turning. That is why pilots are trained to trust their instruments, which they see on the dashboard, instead of their feelings. Spiritually, believers, we run into the same danger. When storms come, emotions become unstable. Fear becomes loud. Discouragement becomes overwhelming. Confusion increases. And feelings begin lying to you, saying God has abandoned you. There is no hope. You might as well quit this Christian race. But feelings are not our foundation. Jesus is. If you follow feelings alone, eventually you are going to lose direction. Which is why Hebrews says, fix your eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. When life gets dark, you must keep your eyes fixed on Christ and his word. Peter walked on water while he was fixing his eyes on Jesus. We read in Matthew chapter 14, verse 29. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, why he was looking at the wind, I don't know, but he became afraid and began to sink. Peter did not sink because Jesus failed. He sank because his focus shifted from Jesus. Fear entered when focus shifted. And some believers today, we are sinking because we are shifting our focus from Jesus into the wind. We are focusing more on fear, on bad news, on politics, on social media. Like Pastor Doug said, I work in politics. I work on social media. I post videos and news on Facebook, social media. But I don't focus on that. I look to Jesus. Lot's wife fixed her eyes on what God told her to leave instead of fixing her eyes on where God was taking her. Where your eyes go, your heart will follow. She looked back because her heart was back. She looked toward judgment instead of forward where there was deliverance. See, the Christian race is not won by constantly staring at what you left behind. It is won when we fix our eyes on Jesus. If you keep looking back at who hurt you, what you lost, what you used to enjoy, what you used to be, you will never run freely into what God has prepared for you. And I know sometimes you may feel weak. I know because I do feel weak. But God is faithful. In our tiredness, in our discouragement, God is faithful. And for those who continue running faithfully, there is a reward ahead. So run in such a way to get the prize. Be faithful even to the point of death, and he will give you life as your victor's crown. There is a crown for those who endure. There is a victory for those who remain faithful. There is eternal reward for those who will not quit. You may have been running through the storms, getting heartbreak and disappointment, but God's word to you today is keep running. Get home, get into your instruments, the word of God, get into prayer, lay aside every weight, run with endurance, and keep your eyes on Jesus. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we come to you surrendering ourselves to you. In the pains of this life, we just need you, Lord Jesus. I pray for my friends here who have been on this race, running. Lord, sometimes it gets tiring, but please strengthen us. I pray if there might be anyone who has not made that decision to start the race, God, you know each and every one of our hearts. I pray that may you impress on them to get in the race and begin running towards you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.